Elliot Smith. Oh, ist das ein trauriges Lied. Between the Bars von der Platte Either Or. Übrigens die dritte LP von Elliot Smith. Die wird nochmal besprochen am morgigen Abend bei der Listening Get Together Session, die stattfindet in der schiefen Bahn am Karl-Marx-Platz 16. Bei mir im Studio immer noch die Gründerin und Organisatorin des Ganzen, Olga Baczynska. When you're you get together, mm-hmm. and then how does the evening, how does it build up? Do you talk to the people before you start playing the record, or do you listen to the record and then you start discussing what exactly is going to happen tomorrow
night?
So
first I give the rules.
Okay, what are the rules, Olga? Tell me the rules.
So I think the most important one, to be quiet. And yeah, basically that are all the rules. I give out information about how the event is going to unfold. So first off, I give out information about the artist or the musician or the band themselves. And I dwell deep enough to give them an idea about who this person has been. Obviously, we will never know 100%.
Yeah.
And also give them a background about how the particular record that we were listening to, or we're going to listen to, how it was created and what circumstances and all this. Because I don't think you can totally separate a biography, the music from the biography, you know.
Yeah.
And after that, we talk about the record,
mm-hmm.
and first listen to the record, uh-huh. and then discuss the record, and then at the end of the night, I give the record away.
Oh, to whom?
To the lucky raffle winner.
Oh, okay.
the event itself is free and anyone can come. Thing is, if one chooses to have the record, they can donate some money so mm-hmm. I can buy the records.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so this way I can continue buying the records and not have to dish out my own money for the...
I mean, we've talked about the fact that it's... A vinyl kind of forces you to listen to the record in its entirety. So that's the reason why you only use vinyl, or do you have do you like the sound of vinyl more as well? That's some people actually do love the sound of vinyl.
Yeah, there's some people, there are two camps, I think. Some people say that there is a difference between, for example, CDs and vinyls, mm-hmm. and MP3, but MP3 player, MP3 format and stuff. I don't know. For me, it's not so much about the quality of the sound per se. And I admit that it's not like I don't have Dolby Surround, mm-hmm. State-of-the-art sound system. For me, it is about the music and bringing people together and obviously like trying to listen to the whole record mm-hmm. as one rather than like really having the best quality possible.
Yeah. No, I really like the physicality of vinyl. And, you know, you can't even speed up the pauses between the songs. You just have to wait them out.
And it's beautiful. And I think a lot of artists actually put a lot of effort into the artwork behind the records. And there's also interesting stuff that is sometimes hidden in the records themselves and the texture.
Could still turn the records backwards for the satanic message. I mean, that's gone with
that's
CDs.
True.
That's a sad thing for Satan. we've talked about the fact that you choose the records with the people together and you
sometimes but it's not a democracy.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a dictatorship.
Yeah. But I have the impression that when I look back on this event that you've played a lot of old records in the past. I mean, that Beirut record wasn't...
2011.
Yeah, okay. That was a new one, but you've played some...
I play a mix. Try to get like different eras, different styles of music. So I mix it up. Fair enough, I don't play very obscure records. I do... I want to kind of reintroduce our music that has been maybe forgotten in a way, but still is... present in people's minds. Yeah. So for example, if I play someone like Miles Davis, people know Miles Davis, but maybe not necessarily mm-hmm. have never necessarily listened to the whole record.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I played The Who as well, people know certain songs, certain tracks and the hits, but not the whole record.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
But I put in also new records as well.
So it doesn't have to do with the thing that we discussed a few minutes ago that it's not the normal thing for a new young band nowadays to go for an LP straight. Some of them, they'll just put out singles and EPs. And then what happens sometimes is that those bands, they just look back at their EPs and their singles and they put them all together just to release an album, which is not the classical album idea. True, so, but that's not the problem that you have.
No, no. Actually, a lot of artists are reverting to the old way of releasing music, and very young bands as well. I think I know quite a few musicians, and a lot of them, this is to many, releasing an LP is something to aspire to.
Yeah, it's a holy grail.
It's a little bit more expensive than releasing a CD or putting your music on Bandcamp, for example. And I won't say that if a band releases an LP, a young starting out band releases an LP, that they've broke through or something. No, but this is something I think a lot of bands want, and there's a public for it. Sales of vinyls have gone up in the past few years, and there are people who buy it. People are excited about it again.
I have the feeling, too, that many, many bands are looking back at the way that things were done a few decades ago, and that they're recording their music with old school techniques again. They won't use the computer. They won't quantize their beats. They'll just record the dirty stuff and put that out, and that's something that I actually kind of like and that we endorse here on Fuchs FM. So you're going to talk about Elliot Smith tonight and his record Either Or.
Tomorrow,
I'm sorry. I'm always getting confused when people are here the day before the event. It's going to happen tomorrow, you're totally right. So you're going to probably have to discuss the curse of getting successful, because that's something that happened to Elliot Smith. That's my opinion, though, because he released that record in 97, I think, and then a year later, he happened in Gus Van Zandt's Good Will Hunting. His music happened there, and then he had to play a song, the Misery. Miss Misery song on the Oscars, the Oscars. And then all of a sudden, he was super famous, like as famous as you can be in the United States. And I have the feeling that this kind of destroyed the whole music thing for him and made his life worse. I don't know. What would you say? Is it a curse to be too successful, maybe?
I think it really... I guess he wasn't capable of really cutting himself off from what people were saying. And I think that's... I'm not famous, so I can't really say what he was going through and the attention that he had to deal with. Obviously, there's a lot more interest, and a lot of people have their misconceptions about who you are. And and at some point, you have to tell yourself, "I don't care. I don't give a shit if I'm." And I think he wasn't capable of really separating himself from the surrounding. And there, and I think, you know, talking to media and constantly being asked the same questions can be tiring. And people have an expectation of for you to give music in a certain way.
And it looked like you as this godlike person or something.
Exactly.
I've once read that scientists found out that schizophrenia is a real good way to stay healthy when you're a public person or a musician that's really important or famous. Mm-hmm. Because those people, they can kind of like divide their two personalities. One is on stage and is the rock star, you know, with all the poses, and I'm like, yeah, I'm the greatest. And then the good ones, they shift into this other personality as soon as they come home. They'd be like, hi kids, how are you doing? Daddy's back, or something like that. So schizophrenia is one place in the world where schizophrenia actually keeps you healthy.
All right.
And that's when you're a famous musician. So what's the place like where the whole thing is going to happen tonight? It's a Schieffer Band. I'm so sorry. You should probably come into the studio more often and just remind me of the dates. Like when I talk to any band. The Schieffer Band, it sounds nice. What kind of place is that?
Yeah, it's really nice. Actually, the owners have put a lot of energy into reconstructing it, and they've done it for like a year. Mm-hmm. And they've opened it also, I believe, a year ago or so. And it's really nice. It's quite retro when you get in. It's kind of all put together. It's very cozy. And you know, you've got, when we put down the lighting and put on the record, I feel it, the atmosphere is very nice, and the owners are lovely. I'm looking forward to.
Do you know when the next session is going to happen? Do you have an idea for which album you're going to use already?
The next one, I believe, is on 8th of June.
Okay.
And it's going to be Tom Waits. Rain Dogs. Yeah.
That's nice.
A lot of people are looking forward to that one, but that's going to be at a different location.
Okay. That's going to be at Multilayer Land.
Multilayer Land, yes.
Okay. That we'll just ask you to write us an email shortly before the 6th so we can tell our listeners to go there too to listen to the Tom Waits album.
Absolutely.
Das Listening Gets Together, ein gemütlicher Abend also für Musikliebhaber, bei dem ausgewählte Alben von vorne bis hinten durchgespielt werden mit einer kleinen Einführung von Olga zu Beginn und dann gibt es auch noch eine Diskussion im Anschluss. Morgen findet die nächste Veranstaltung statt, die nächste Listening Get Together Sessions in der Schiefen Bahn. Das ist am Karl-Marx-Platz 16. Es kostet keinen Eintritt, das Ganze. Wer die Platte von Elliott Smith aber unter Umständen am Ende des Abends mit nach Hause nehmen möchte, der sollte ein bisschen Geld reinzahlen in die Freiwilligenkasse und unter Umständen nimmt man dann die schöne Platte auf Vinyl mit nach Hause. Zum Thema war Olga Baczynska bei mir im Studio und wir werden euch dann zeitnah auch nochmal über die nächste Listening Get Together Session informieren. Ansonsten morgen aber erstmal schön in die schiefe Bahn am Karl-Marx-Platz gehen und sich die Elliott Smith Platte anhören. In voller Länge. Olga, thanks a lot for visiting us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
And we'll talk more soon and we'll invite people to come to the other event as well.
Oh, that would be great. Thank you.
De nada, compadre. Bye-bye.
Bye.